Day 25, Chapter 20, Never Despising Bodhisattva. Thereupon the Buddha said to great power obtainer Bodhisattva Mahasattva, "Know this, anyone who speaks ill of me or abuses or slanders the bhikkhus, bhisunis, apsakas, or apsikas who keep the sutra, the lotus flower, and the wonderful dharma will incur the retributions previously stated. Anyone who keeps this sutra will be able to have his eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind purified, that is, to obtain the merits as stated in the previous chapter. Great power obtainer, innumerable, limitless, inconceivable, asamka kalpas ago, there lived a Buddha called Powerful Voice King, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom in practice, the well gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world honored one. The kalpa in which he lived was called free from decay, and his world, great achievement. Powerful Voice King Buddha expounded the Dharma to the gods, men, and assurers of his world. To those who were seeking Sravagahood, he expounded the teaching suitable for them, that is, the teaching of the Four Truths, saved them from birth, old age, disease, and death, and caused them to attain Nirvana. To those who were seeking practical Buddhahood, he expounded the teaching suitable for them, that is, the teaching of the 12 causes. To the Bodhisattvas who were seeking Anuttara Sammak Sambodha, he expounded the teaching suitable for them, that is, the teaching of the 6 paramitas, and caused them to obtain the wisdom of the Buddha. Great power obtainer, the duration of the life of Powerful Voice King Bodhisattva was 40 billion Nauta kalpas, that is, as many kalpas as there are sands in the river Ganges. His right teachings were preserved for as many kalpas as the particles of dust of the Jumbavipa. The counterfeit of his right teachings was preserved for as many kalpas as the particles of dust of the 4 continents. The Buddha benefited all living beings and then passed away. After the 2 ages, the age of his right teaching and the age of their counterfeit, there appeared in that world another Buddha, also called Powerful Voice King, the Tathagata, the deserver of offerings, the perfectly enlightened one, the man of wisdom in practice, the well gone, the knower of the world, the unsurpassed man, the controller of men, the teacher of gods and men, the Buddha, the world honored one. After him, the Buddhas of the same name appeared one after another, 2 billion altogether. There lived Eric and Biscus in the age of the counterfeit of the right teachings of the first Powerful Voice King Tathagata, that is, after the end of the age of the right teachings, which had come immediately after his extinction. Those Eric and Biscus were powerful. At that time there lived a Bodhisattva called Never Despising. He took the form of a Biscu. Great power obtainer, why was this Biscu called Never Despising? It was because every time he saw Bhikkhus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas, he bowed to them and praised them and saying, "I respect you deeply. I do not despise you." Why is that? It is because you will be able to practice the way of Bodhisattvas and become Buddhas. He did not read or recite sutras. He only bowed to the 4 kinds of devotees. When he saw them in the distance, he went to them on purpose, bowed to them and praised them, saying, "I do not despise you because you can become Buddhas." Some of the 4 kinds of devotees had impure minds. They got angry, spoke ill of him, and abused him, saying, "Where did this arrogant Bhikkhu come from? He says that he does not despise us and assures us that we will become Buddhas. We do not need such a false assurance of our future Buddhahood." Although he was abused like this for many years, he did not get angry. He always said to them, "You will become Buddhas." When he said this, people would strike him with a stick, a piece of wood, a piece of tile, or a stone. He would run away to a distance and say in a loud voice from afar, "I do not despise you. You will become Buddhas." Because he always said this, he was called Never Despising by the arrogant Bhikkhus, Bhisunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas. When he was about to pass away, he heard from a voice in the sky that 20,000 billion gathas of the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful dharma, which had been expounded by the Powerful Voice King Buddha. Having kept all these gathas, he was able to have his eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind purified as previously stated. Having his 6 sense organs purified, he was able to prolong his life for 200 billion Nauta more years. He expounded the sutra, the lotus flower, the wonderful dharma to many people in his prolonged life. the arrogant bhikkhus, bhisunis, upsakas, and upsikas, that is, the four kinds of devotees who had abused him and caused him to be called never despising, saw that he had obtained great supernatural powers, the power of eloquence, and the great power of good tranquility. Having seen all this, and having heard the Dharma from him, they took faith in him and followed him. This bodhisattva also taught thousands of billions of living beings and led them into the way to Anuttara Sammāksambodhi. After the end of his prolonged life, he was able to meet 200,000 million Buddhas, all of them being called Sun, Moon, Light. He also expounded the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma under them. After that, he was able to meet 200,000 million Buddhas, all of them being called Cloud, Freedom, Light King. He also kept, read, and recited this sutra and expounded it to the four kinds of devotees under those Buddhas, so that he was able to have his natural eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and mind purified and to become fearless in expounding the Dharma to the four kinds of devotees. Great power obtainer, this never-despising bodhisattva Mahasattva made offerings to those Buddhas, respected them, honored them, praised them, and planted the roots of good. After that, he was able to meet thousands of billions of Buddhas. He was also expounded this sutra under those Buddhas by the merits he had accumulated in this way. He was able to become a Buddha. Great power obtainer, what do you think of this? Never despising Bodhisattva at that time was no one but myself. If I had not kept, read, or recited this sutra, or expounded it to others in my previous existence, I should not have been able to attain Anuttara Sammāksambodhi so quickly. Because I kept, read, and recited this sutra and expounded it to others under those past Buddhas, I attained Anuttara Sammāksambodhi quickly. Great power obtainer, the four kinds of devotees, the bhikkhus, bhisunis, upsakas, and upsikas at that time, failed to meet the Buddha, hear the Dharma, and see the Sangha for 20,000 million kalpas because they abused me with anger. They suffered much in the avijja hell for 1,000 kalpas. Having expiated their sin in this way, they met me, who was never despising Bodhisattva again, and were led into the way to Anuttara Sammāksambodhi. Great power obtainer, what do you think of this? The four kinds of devotees who always abused me, who was that bodhisattva at that time, are now present here in this congregation in the persons of the 500 bodhisattvas, including Brajdhapala, the 500 bhisunis, including Lion Moon, and the 500 upsakas, including Thinking of Buddha. Now they do not falter in seeking Anuttara Sammāksambodhi. Great power obtainer, know this. This sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma benefits bodhisattva, mahasattvas, and causes them to attain Anuttara Sammāksambodhi. Therefore, they should keep, read, recite, expound, or copy this sutra after my extinction. Thereupon, the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas. There was once a Buddha called Powerful Voice King. His supernatural powers and wisdom were immeasurable. Leading all living beings, he is honored by gods, men, and dragons with offerings. Sometime after the extinction of that Buddha, his teachings had almost died out. At that time, there lived a bodhisattva called Never Despising. The four kinds of devotees at that time were attached to wrong views. Never Despising Bodhisattva went to them and said, "I do not despise you because you will practice the way and become Buddhas." When they heard this, they spoke ill of him and abused him, but Never Despising Bodhisattva endured all this. Thus he expiated his sin. When he was about to pass away, he heard this sutra and had his six sense organs purified. He prolonged his life by his supernatural powers and expounded this sutra to many people. Those who were attached to wrong views were led into the way to the enlightenment of the Buddha by this bodhisattva. Never Despising Bodhisattva met innumerable Buddhas after the end of his life. He expounded this sutra and obtained innumerable merits. He quickly attained the enlightenment of the Buddha by these accumulated merits. Never Despising Bodhisattva at that time was myself. The four kinds of devotees who were attached to wrong views at that time were able to meet innumerable Buddhas after they heard the words of Never Despising Bodhisattva, "You will become Buddhas." They are now present here in this congregation. They are the 500 bodhisattvas and the four kinds of devotees, including men and women of pure faith, who are now hearing the Dharma from me. In my previous existence, I encouraged them to hear the sutra, that is the most excellent Dharma. In all my previous existences, I taught them the way to nirvana, but really, this is the sutra I taught them to keep. This sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma can be heard only once in hundreds of millions of kalpas, that is, in an inconceivable number of kalpas. The Buddhas, the world-honored ones, expound this sutra only once in hundreds of millions of billions of kalpas, that is, in an inconceivable number of kalpas. Therefore, anyone who hears this sutra and practices the way after my extinction should have no doubts about this sutra. He should expound this sutra with all his heart. Then he will be able to meet Buddhas throughout all his existences and quickly attain the enlightenment of the Buddha. Chapter 21. The Supernatural Powers of the Tathagatas. Thereupon the Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, as many as the particles of dust of 1,000 worlds, who sprang up from underground, joined their hands together towards the Buddha with all their hearts, looked up at his honorable face and said to him, "World-honored one, after your extinction, we will expound this sutra in the worlds of the Buddhas of your replicas and also in the place from which you will pass away. Why is that? It is because we also wish to obtain this true, pure, and great Dharma, to keep, read, and recite, expound, and copy this sutra, and to make offerings to it." Thereupon the world-honored one displayed his great supernatural powers in the presence of the multitude, which included not only the many hundreds of thousands of billions of Bodhisattva Mahasattvas who had already lived in the Saha world before the arrival of the Bodhisattvas from underground, headed by Manjusiti, but also Bhikkhus, Bhikkhunis, Apsakas, and Apsikas, gods, dragons, Yaskas, Grandharvas, Ashutas, Garudas, Kanadas, Maragas, men and non-human beings. He stretched out his broad and long tongue upwards until the tip of it reached the world of Brahman. Then he emitted rays of light with an innumerable variety of colors. From his pores, the light illumined all the worlds of the ten quarters. The Buddhas, who were sitting on the lion-like seats under the jewel trees, also stretched out their broad and long tongues and emitted innumerable rays of light. Shakyamuni Buddha and the Buddhas under the jewel trees displayed these supernatural powers of theirs for 100,000 years. Then they pulled back their tongues, coughed, and at the same time, and snapped their fingers. These two sounds of coughing and snapping reverberated over the Buddha worlds of the ten quarters, and the ground of those worlds quaked in the six ways. By the supernatural powers of those Buddhas, the living beings of those worlds, including gods, dragons, Yaskas, Grandharvas, Ashuras, Garudas, Kanaras, and Maragas, men and non-human beings, saw the many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas sitting on the lion-like seats under the jeweled trees in the Saha world. They also saw Shakyamuni Buddha sitting by the side of many treasures Tathagata on the lion-like seat in the stupa of treasures. They also saw the many hundreds of thousands of billions of Bodhisattva Mahasattvas, and the four kinds of devotees were surrounding Shakyamuni Buddha respectfully. Having seen all this, they had the greatest joy they'd ever had. At that time, the gods in the skies of the worlds of the ten quarters said loudly, "There is a world called Saha beyond a distance of many hundreds of thousands of billions of asakas of worlds. In that world lives a Buddha called Shakyamuni. He is now expounding to Bodhisattva Mahasattvas a sutra of the great vehicle called the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, the Dharma for Bodhisattvas. The Dharma upheld by the Buddhas, rejoice from the bottom of your hearts, bow and make offerings to Shakyamuni Buddha." Having heard their voices from the skies, the living beings of those worlds joined their hands together towards the Saha world and said, "Namu Shakyamuni Buddha, Namu Shakyamuni Buddha." Then they strewed various flowers, various kinds of incense, various necklaces, streamers, canopies, personal ornaments, treasures and other wonderful things to the Saha world from afar. The strewn things came from the worlds of the ten quarters like a gathering cloud and changed into a jeweled awning over the Saha world. The awning extended over the Buddhas staying in this world. At that time, the worlds of the 10 quarters became passable through each other without hindrance, as if they had been a single Buddha world. Here ends day 25.